Hello and welcome to the Bansi Patel Show. I'm your host Bansi Patel, a spiritual business and manifestation expert and an author. Are you a misfit, a weirdo, a trailblazer? In short, are you one of us crazy ones? Then you are in the right place, my love. On this podcast, you will learn how to blaze your own trail, build a spiritual business and life on your own freaking terms, and manifest massive abundance, all by keeping it super simple. Now, let's dive in, shall we? Hey my loves, what's up? Welcome to today's episode. I'm so happy and excited to be back. I'm saying I'm excited to be back because, oh my god, last 2 weeks have been very challenging. A phase where deep healing was required. I am not totally healed, but definitely feeling better. A lot of breakthroughs happening, a lot of crying, shredding, purging happening. And actually, I wanted to record a podcast episode on visualization technique for manifestation. But I knew I wanted to discuss something that I have been going through and what I have been doing to deal with such a dark phase and all the things. So, yeah. So, currently the area that I'm working day in and day out is the area of relationships, and I've already discussed about it in my last episode, manifesting, are you manifesting a perfect man episode, right? And so last few weeks have been very healing, very I've never felt this scared, fearful, frustrated, angry, hopeless, helpless, overwhelmed, confused, needing clarity, desperate, all the things, and all these emotions were happening all at once. So especially the last whole week was very difficult for me. I was not even in a situation to get up out of my bed to work and everything. It was a dark phase where there seemed to be no end. There seemed to be no light at the end of the tunnel. And I knew that this is a temporary situation. This is a temporary phase. But when you are in that situation, it's so easy to get stuck. It is so easy to not find a way out. And especially for me, someone who is very aware of my vibration, I just don't like being in that, lower level frequency. And so I was firstly fighting to get out of that frequency, and that never helps, if you are in a shitty mood, if you are in a very low vibration state, and if you are wanting desperately to get out of that state and to feel happy again, that is going to even resist it even more. That is going to repel it even more, right? So you have to go step by step by step. And what has helped me to cope up with the situation is having my loved ones by my side, having a best friend by my side with whom I can just discuss whatever I'm feeling without having any filters, where I can get an unbiased opinion, so yeah, I'm so grateful to have such people around me who are with me, who are not going to judge me for whatever shitty decisions or choices I make, and having such people is actually a blessing, so yeah, I'm feeling very much better right now, and one of the reasons is because of me letting my emotions out, me letting whatever was inside of me out. And I can understand that not everybody is that blessed to have somebody whom we can talk about whatever it is that you want. So one thing that I really love is to journal out every single thing. Just write it down, whatever you are feeling, in to the T, very detailed. And when there is this, I always say that there is a magic when you put your mind junk from your mind to your, to the paper, right? It suddenly cleans up the slate of your mind, and it helps us to actually look at it from a unbiased perspective, because when the things are inside your head, you cannot actually see what's going on. Because it is so cluttered, right? And you cannot come from a place of unbiasedness. You cannot come from a place of clarity when your mind is so much cluttered. So I really love to put everything that I'm feeling on paper, That has really helped me. But what I really wanted to regurgitate in this podcast episode is the importance of contrast, you know. Having contrast is so important. As humans, we always want that there should not be 50-50, you know, but life is 50-50, right? Black and white. There are going to be ebbs and flows. Nobody's life is always rainbows and butterflies. There are always going to be those days where you are not going to feel good, where shit is going to hit the fan, where you are going to be not yourself, you know. And these are the times when you get to connect with yourself at a much deeper level. These are the times when you actually realize what is it that you truly want. These are the times when you realize what you are no longer available for. These are the times when you realize that, oh my God, this thing, this person, this situation is not serving me, and it is also not serving the place or the identity of myself, who I am becoming. And so it is very important for me to let go of this person, situation or thing. And when you are in that rut, it is so difficult to let go. Letting go and surrendering is one of the most difficult steps. I understand that, right? And so, at first, I was very much pressurizing myself to let go, let go, let go. And when you are not in that situation of letting go a particular person or a situation or a thing, it just repels it even more, right? And so, the best thing you can do is just telling yourself, everything is working out for me. Everything is working out for me. Universe is there to take care of me. Everything that is going to happen is for the highest good of all. I am ready to do my part. I am ready to pray. I am ready to see things differently. I am open to opportunities. I am open to receiving guidance. Help me, universe. Help me, you know. Just a simple prayer can help you just feel as if you're not alone in this journey. That universe is not testing you. That just because you are in this situation suddenly, that does not mean that, oh, now the universe does not love you. In fact, universe actually loves you. It is helping you get closer to your desires. Because now you are actually filtering whatever is not serving you so that you can go through that filtering process and you can actually come out with a whole new person, a whole new identity who actually knows whatever it is that you want, right? And this contrasting week or weeks have really helped me to step into my power, to take my power back, to realize, oh my God, this is what I'm really not available for. And if it had been an identity of me 2 weeks ago, I would have easily accepted this situation. Like, you know what? I'm ready to compromise. I'm ready to settle. If not this, then, oh my God, I'm going to lose on opportunities or people or anything like that. But now I know that I am the catch. I am the prize. I am the fucking queen. I know that if a person or a situation or a thing is not for me, I'll just know it. And if it is not a hell yes, I'm not going to do it. Because I had made a pact with my soul a long time ago that I am going to follow it. That I am not going to disrespect it. That I am not going to let go of or overlook its real wants and deep heartfelt desires. And if I will not walk my talk, it is going to be so much out of integrity of what I teach, what I coach about, what I create, right? And so this whole situation has helped me to shed off a layer of me who really needed to be shed off in order for me to become the person, a more powerful version of me, you know. And I actually am feeling so better, like a new person, like a level up, you know, like I've leveled up. It feels like my soul has been upgraded. It feels like a different version of me who is not ready for any nonsense, who is not ready for any drama, who is not ready for anybody or any situation or a thing who does not want her fully. Because I am a kind of a person who is very intense. Like, I am going to go all in everything that I do, in my relationships, in my work, in my all the commitments, you know. And if I'm not receiving the same type of commitment, the same type of love, intensity, and like, if it is not reciprocated, it would turn me off. And so I have realized this through all this contrasting experience that, oh my God, this is what I am. this is what I actually need, and there is no need for me to settle, because we are living in an abundant universe. There are so many different opportunities, so many different people available, so many different things available. If you are going to say no to a thing, that does not mean that you are going to be deprived of that thing forever, right? It just means that now you are more clear in your order for the universe, that you know what, universe, now I know what I want, and now you can just work your forces and you can help me to get what I desire. And it is an ever evolving process, right? You're always going to be evolving. You're always going to be growing. And when you are not in the vibrational frequency, or when the people or situations that you are manifesting are not matching up to your vibrational frequency, they are going to be repelled from your life. Okay, they are always going to be repelled from your life because there is a mismatch of vibrational frequency. And what happens is, many a times, as especially as women, we try to lower our vibrational frequency in order to match the level of vibrational frequency of those people or things. And that is never going to work, right? Why? Because those people need evolvement and growth. And if you are going to lower your standards or you are going to settle for them, it is not going to serve you in the long term at all. Because you are at a level up, and they need to work their shit up in order to work to come or match your vibration, right? So it's always better to look for higher vibrational people and things instead of lowering your vibration or settling for people or things that are not matching your vibrational state, you know? And so, yeah, like, I just want to say, if you are experiencing something very contrasting, it's a good thing, okay? Just know that it is a temporary phase and it is going to pass. And how can you heal? How can you purge more? How can you become the person that you are meant to be in an even deeper level when you are experiencing this contrast? So yeah, I think that was it. I am so grateful for you guys. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Bye. Hey love, thank you for listening to this episode. Are you wanting to learn how to burn the rule book and stop waiting for the gatekeepers of the industry to validate your work? Then come check out our free 12-module value-packed audio course, Blaze the Trail System. Link is in the show notes. Sign up now!